Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Advocate Zito.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I am very well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you can hear me clear.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much. We're going to be talking to you with you about the Justice, Child Justice Act. And so prior to 1 April 2010, children who committed crime were dealt with in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act 1977, Act 51 of 1977, that is, which also deals with adults who commit crime. Now, the Child Justice Act 2008, which came into operation on 1 April 2010, created a separate criminal justice for children. Please do tell us what exactly should we be understanding. What is the Child Justice Act?
All right, thank you. So the Child Justice Act is a piece of legislation which caters for children who are in conflict with the law. It basically seeks to give effect to the constitutional principles which relate to children, in particular Section 28.
Mm-hmm.
The Act also seeks to enforce accountability for offences committed by the children, but at the end, rehabilitate them from such offences.
Mm-hmm.
So the Act encourages, you know, the system to treat children in cognizant of their age and their circumstances. So in a nutshell, that's what the Child Justice Act deals with.
Mm-hmm. Who is recognized legally as a child?
The Act defines a child as someone who is below the age of 18 years. However, in certain circumstances, children who are 18 years or older, but below the age of 21 years, are also considered as children. And one of the circumstances we're in that would be a consideration is when a child has committed an offense under the age of 18 years. Let's say the child committed an offense when she was 17, and now the matter is being considered and the child is 18 years. Then in such circumstances, the child would be considered as a child, although they are above the age of 18 years.
Ah, I see. There's a term, criminal capacity. What is that? What is criminal capacity?
Criminal capacity can be explained as it's a mental ability to draw a distinction between what is right and what is wrong. And that would be in the context of law.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the Act, it does deal with what is considered as a criminal capacity in relation to children. So there's been an amendment. Previously, a child who is 10 years old was deemed as one who doesn't have criminal capacity.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's since been an amendment to the effect that children who are 12 years and less of age are deemed not to have criminal capacity. So simply put, they don't know what is wrong and right. Therefore, they cannot be found guilty for the offenses that they commit.
Now, what generally then happens when this crime is considered? Of course, you're saying that the knowledge of right and wrong is considered. Because this is a child, so I would assume a family background and stuff like that. Please take us through that.
Yes. So let's say, for an example, a child that is 10 or 11 years commits an offense. That child is then reported to the police. Let's say that there's an incident and then it's reported to the police.
Yeah.
The police would then have to refer the child to a probation officer, which would then assess the child's and consider the circumstances. And then based on the probation officer's discretion, he would then hand the child over to the parents or the guardian, or take no action or recommend counseling or therapy or any program. So the scope is wide. It really depends on the circumstances of the child and also the nature of the offense committed by the child.
But quite interesting. Now, what kind of crimes does Child Justice Act deal with?
Okay, so the Act does not specify, or there's no closed list of the offences that are covered in terms of the Act. So that means all the offences that are committed by the children are included. However, the Act does give us categories of the offences.
Okay.
For an example, in this specific legislation, we have three schedules. We've got Schedule 1, and 2, and 3. And when you look at Schedule 1, you have crimes that are less serious. Your theft, fraud, perjury. Obviously, you do have those offences under Schedule 2 as well, but they are accompanied by other circumstances within which then make them not to be less serious. And then we've got the more serious schedule, which is Schedule 3.
All right.
And that one also has murder, treason and kidnapping and aggravating circumstances.
Now,
so
that, please go ahead.
Yes, so I would say that all offences are dealt with by the Act, but we've got different categories that have to be considered. And also those categories give guidance as to what should be the process in dealing with the child.
Now, I want to just bring an example here. The children are playing at school, and for some reason, the fight happens, and children always fight from time to time. And by some mistake, this child stabs this one, and the other one dies. Would that child, because if this was an adult, the police would come, and the child would be then taken to prison, they are detained, and they await for trial, etc., etc. Is it the same thing with the children?
With the children, it's not the same, but when it comes to serious offences, the child would then have to be subjected to the justice system, although it is not usually as formal as it usually is when it comes to an adult. But once again, the manner in which the Act has been presented, it gives officers and people who are in administering the process to exercise the discretion for as long as they have considered the circumstances and the interests of the child. So in such circumstances, the child is going to be made to account and also subject themselves to a process that is going to make them learn that what they've done is wrong. So I don't think in such circumstances the child would be allowed to just go and be free. But the measures that consider the age and the circumstances would be applied.
Oh, interesting. Now, in terms of the sentencing, so the case now is heard, whatever case it is, maybe it's theft or whatever the case is heard and the sentencing must now be administered. Is it always just imprisonment? I want to imagine that there should be perhaps other measures because of the age. Are they there?
Yes, when it comes to sentencing, also, again, one has to consider the nature of the offence as a starting point.
Okay.
And secondly, there is a fine, so there could be a fine. Also, the child could be subjected to a program where they get to do something that is going to rehabilitate themselves or do anything that is going to be of service to the community. There's also a diversion program where they have to acknowledge that what they've done is wrong, mm-hmm. but they're able to continue with that program without having to go through the formal process. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of options or avenues that are considered to ensure that children account for the offenses that they commit, but also taking into consideration that at the end of the day, we are dealing with children.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Now, where the child, of course, you know, because we believe that children should grow up, learn, develop, the all stages of development, etc., etc. And unfortunately, they get into this offense and they're now in conflict with the law. Does their record, criminal record, pasted against their name as it would an adult, or there's some special provision for them?
If a child is sentenced, and that is now the child was found guilty and then sentenced, mm-hmm. then yes, they are going to have that record, which can be expunged depending on the nature of offense. If maybe it's a minor offense, it can be expunged mm-hmm. within a period of 5 years. And then if it was a more serious offense, then it was within a period of 10 years. So they would have to wait mm-hmm. for that period to lapse in order for them to have the offense expunged.
Mm-hmm. I want to imagine, before I let you go, Advocate, that there's some probably, because the child sometimes would get into this trouble and they've not expected it. And now that there's trauma that goes along with going to the court, but you know, they now have to face the judge, etc., etc. Mm. Are there perhaps measures in terms of psychiatric help or psychological help that are attached to this process?
Indeed, there are. There's counseling, and sometimes they have to be assessed by social workers, and sometimes referred to psychiatrists, mm-hmm. Depending on the needs or the circumstances under which the child is found, mm-hmm. they are able to get that kind of assistance, and even parents can be involved in the process to assist in during the process. And there's also what you call in camera, where now they are part of the court process, but it has to be made to be informal so that mm-hmm. they don't get intimidated, but just tell the truth so mm-hmm. that the presiding officer, whomever is hearing the matter, can determine what actually happened. So there are mechanisms which are put in place to ensure that they are not intimidated by the process, but they account for the wrongs that they have done.
Quite interesting. Well, Advocate Zito, I'm going to let you go. Any word that you would say to the listeners, especially in as far as this act is concerned, what are things that they should always be wary of?
Well, what I can add is that the Child Justice Act gives effect to the Constitution, and it has to also be read with the Children's Act, mm-hmm. which speaks of the interest of the children. Mm-hmm. So in as much as the Child Justice Act seems to take in consideration the age and the circumstances and the fact that some children don't have the criminal capacity, mm-hmm. but parents are encouraged to do their part and to educate children mm-hmm. that this is not acceptable. This is how you're supposed to conduct yourself in certain spaces. That way they wouldn't find themselves in a situation where they have to find which provision assists them in terms of the Child Justice Act. Mm-hmm. And the consequence of that is mm-hmm. that if now the child mistakenly commits an offense, mm-hmm. They get that criminal record, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Man, yeah, quite interesting. And I do hope that those who are listening, please do take care and make sure that you emphasize the importance of keeping within the law with your children and, of course, those kids who are around you. Advocate Zizi Pozito, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.